We are beginning Be'ezras Hashem, Shas, and Talmud Bavli. I would like to dedicate this tape in memory of my father, Rav Shmuel Pinchas ben Rav Yehuda Aryeh Halevi Zecher Tzadik Livracha, whose first Yahrzeit is next week in Be'ezras Hashem on Yud Gimel Tishrei, Tavshin Nun Ches. My father Zecherina Livracha was a Rebbe and Rav in St. Louis, Missouri for almost 50 years, having had tremendous hashpah of Simcha, Chesed, and Ahavas Torah on hundreds of Talmidim, and having been mekar of dozens of families towards true Yiddishkeit, long before most knew what Kiruv Rechaikim really meant. He was also my 6th grade Rebbe for Masechta Brachos, which we are now beginning, Be'ezras Hashem Yisparach. The Gemara in Tmura, Daf Yodalad Amid Beis, learns from Psukim and Shmois that Dvarim Shal Peh Iyata Rishai Lo'omran Bichsav, V'she Bichsav Iyata Rishai Lo'omran Al Peh. The Torah She Bichsav, as we know the Torah, should not be learnt bal peh, by heart. And Torah she bal peh, on the other hand, should not be recorded in writing. Unfortunately, after the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, as the generations weakened, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, better known as Rebbe, realized that if Torah she bal peh would not be recorded in writing, it would chas v'shalom be forgotten. So based on the pasuk in Tehillim, Kapitel Kuf Yud Tes, Eis la'asos la'Hashem heferu sarasecha, he began a process of organizing the Mishnayos and putting it into a written form. The writing of the Mishnah occurred about 1,800 years ago. All halachas brought in Mishnayos basically come from 5 different sources. Number 1, Pirushim or Remazim of Psukim, which were Makubel from Moshe Rabbeinu, and were darshaned al Pisvara through the Shleish Esrei Midais Shehatorah Nidreshes Bahem, for example, Kal Vachemer, Gzeirah Shavah, and so on. Number 2, halachas which are referred to as halacha l'Moshe miSinai. These have no rias from Psukim at all, but they're makubal directly from Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's when we say halacha l'Moshe miSinai, this is what we refer to. Number 3, halachas which come from basic svaras, just general logic, which usually resulted in machlokes tanaim that we find in the Mishnayos. Number 4, special halachas which are called gzeras, which were created by the chachamim or the neviim of each generation. And finally, number 5, Takanas Uminhagim. Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi organized the Mishnayos into 6 Siddurim, as we call them the Shisha Sidre Mishnah. The first Seder is called Seder Zuraim. This deals with the mitzvahs hamachuyevais betzemach haaretz, mitzvahs that have to do with growing produce in the land of Eretz Yisrael, trumas, maisras, peah, and so on. The second is called Seder Mayad. This has to do with the Zmanei Hashanah, Shabbos, Chagim, and so on. The third Seder is called Seder Nashim. This has to do with Inyane Ish v'Ishtai, Yevamis, Kedushin, Gittin, and so on. The fourth is Nezikin. This has to do with Hilchas Mishpatim, Maso Matan, doing business, or things that have to do with Ben Adam l'Chaverai. The fifth is Kodshim. This deals with Karbanas. And finally, the sixth is called Seder Taharas. Has to do with Taharas, Tumas, and so on. The explanation of the Mishnah, and the many drushes and machlekesen associated with this halachas, is what the Gemara is all about. First came the Talmud Yerushalmi, and then came the Talmud Bavli, which is the version we primarily learn today. It was compiled in the basic format which we have today by Ravina and Ravashi about 1,500 years ago. Most of the Masechtas in Mishnayos, which have Gemaras, are in Mayid, Nashim, Nezikin, and Kachim. In Zeraim, there is only one Masechta which has Gemara, and that is Masechta Brachas. And in Seder Taharas, there is also only one Masechta of Mishnayos which has a Masechta of Gemara, and that is Masechta Nida. As a side note, the longest Masechta in Shas, Alpi the Gemara, is Masechta Baba Basra, which has 176 blot of Gemara. We should mention the Rambam, who explains that the reason Shas begins with Masechta Brachas is because a person is not allowed to eat any food without first making a bracha. So first, we learn Hilchos Brachos, then we can learn about the halachos of Tzemach Haaretz. Before we begin the first Mishnah, let us give a brief hakdama to the mitzvah of Kriyishma. In the Parsha of Kriyishma, which can be found in Parshas Va'aschanan, Dvarim Perek Vav, Pasuk Zayin, the Pasuk says, V'dibarta bam, v'shiftecha beveisecha, uv'lechtecha baderech, uv'shachbacha uv'kumecha. From here, the Chachamim learned that there is a mitzvah to recite Kriya Shema twice every day. Number one, b'shachpacha, at the time of lying down. And number two, uvekumecha, at the time of getting up, i.e. at night and in the morning. The reading of Kriya Shema includes three parts. Number one, the parsha of Shema Yisrael, in Devarim Perek Vav, Psukim Dalad, through Tess. Number two, the parsha of Vohaya Im Shemaya, which in Devarim Yud Aleph, Psukim Yud Gimel, through Chaf Aleph, which also mentions Uveshachbucha Uvkumecha. And finally, number three, the parsha of Tzitzes, which is in Bamidbar Perek Tes Vav, Psukim Lamed Zayin, through Mem Aleph, which discusses Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. And since the Pasuk says Uveshachbucha Uvkumecha, our first Mishnah will deal with the proper times of the recitation of Kriya Shema. And now let us begin Masechta Brachas from Daf Beis Amud Aleph. And the Mishnah asks, Me'emasai koirin es shma ba'arvin. We know that the Pasuk says that one should recite Kriya Shema b'shachpacha uvkumecha, when one lies down and when one gets up. When one lies down, this refers to the Kriya Shema shel arvis, the Kriya Shema we say at night. So the question is, when exactly is the time frame that one may recite this Kriya Shema? The Mishnah answers that the Zman begins when Kohanim nichnasim le'echol b'trumasam. This refers to the fact that when a Kohen is tameh, he must be toivel in a mikveh, and then he can eat truma. And he goes to the mikveh at Harav Shemesh, i.e. at Tzeis HaKechavim. This is the beginning of the Zman of Kriya Shema shel Arvis. What is the end of the Zman of Kriya Shema shel Arvis? That is at Saif HaAshmura HaRishayna. One can say Kriya Shema until the end of the first watch of the night, i.e. till the end of one-third of the night. This is the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. The Chachamim say, one can say Kriya Shema all the way until Chatzais. Chatzais is the middle of the night, midnight. Finally, Rabbi Gamliel is the most lenient. He holds that one can say Kriya Shema shel Arvis all the way until Amud HaShachar, i.e. all the way until the end of the night. This is over an hour before Netzachama, before the sunrise. Going back to the earliest time one can say Kriya Shema, Rashi says that prior to nightfall is too early for Kriya Shema, since it isn't the Zman of Shachbacha. So Rashi asks, how then do they recite Kriya Shema in Shul in Maariv? The minig then was to daven Maariv early before nightfall. Rashi answers that in Shul it was okay, since they would learn Torah and then enter directly into Tfilas Arvis. However, if Kriya Shema is said in an early Maariv, one must say it over again after it gets dark. And in fact, when one says Kriya Shema Shalmita, even though he only says the first paragraph, he is yaitza the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Taisus argues and says that if Kriya Shema Alamita is the Kriya Shema Shel Mitzvah, then one should really say all three paragraphs of Kriya Shema in Kriya Shema Alamita. In addition, it ends up with Kriya Shema not having the Berachas Kriya Shema with it. So Rabbeinu Tam says that the main Kriya Shema is not Kriya Shema Alamita, but rather the Kriya Shema of Maariv. The Mishnah continues and says there was a Maisa where his children came home from a Sudas Mitzvah, and they hadn't yet recited Kriya Shema. So he told them, if you haven't yet recited Kriya Shema, and it's before Alayis HaShachar, then you're chayev now to recite Kriya Shema. And in fact, any time the Chachamim say that a Zman is till Chatzais, Me'ikar Hadin, the Zman really is till Alayis HaShachar. Since till Alayis HaShachar is the Zman Shechiva, is really sleeping time, as Rashi explains. Also, the burning of fats and bones of Karbanos on the Mizbeach is till Alayis HaShachar. After that, they become Noiser, they become leftover, and they become asur to eat. And when one has a full day to eat a karban, the Zman Achila is until Alayis HaShachar. But in all of these cases, Kriya Shema, Achilas Karban, the Chachamim were Machmir, and only allowed until Chatzais, Kedei Laharchik Odam Min Ha'Avera, to distance a person from doing an Avera, i.e. if he'll push it off past midnight, he might fall asleep, or he might forget and not say Kriya Shema at all. We should mention that Taisus in Psachim, Daf Kuf Chaf Amud Beis, says that although in the view of the Chachamim, they said that the deadline for the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is midnight, if however a person misses midnight, he should nevertheless say Kriya Shema to fulfill the mitzvah min haTorah, which really applies all night. Although really he has violated the Tekanas Chachamim, he's still mechuyev to fulfill the halacha, or the mitzvah d'araisa of saying Kriya Shema, as long as it's still nighttime. Rabbeinu Yonah argues, and says that according to the view of the Chachamim, if one forgets to say Kriya Shema before midnight, he's lost the opportunity entirely to say Kriya Shema and to have the mitzvah of saying Kriya Shema completely. And now let's begin the Gemara. And the Gemara asks, why does the Mishnah first tell us about Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, the evening Kriya Shema? It should begin by discussing the halachas of Kriya Shema Shel Shachris, the Kriya Shema that we say in the morning, because morning comes first before the evening. Gemara answers, it goes in order of the pasuk. The pasuk says, B'shachbacha uvkumecha. First it says, B'shachbacha, at night. Then it says, uvkumecha. And the reason the pasuk goes in that order is because the world was really, when the world was created, we know that night came first. As the pasuk says, Vayhi erev, Vayhi vayker. First came the evening, then came the morning. And of course we know that today, whenever we celebrate a yontif or Shabbos or whatever it might be, we always begin, the day begins with the evening, and then comes the rest of the day in the morning. Another zman that is mentioned to begin Kriya Shema is from the time the ani brings home his bread and eats it with salt. This is a bit earlier than Seisek HaChavim, since the ani cannot eat in the dark. He can't afford to buy a lamp. The Rambam paskins like our Mishnah that the zman of Kriya Shema begins with Seisek HaChavim, and Rashi agrees with this, as well as what we mentioned before. The Smag, Rabbeinu Tam, and the Rush disagree, and say that it's mutter to daven Marev and say Kriya Shema even before Seisek HaChavim as a practical matter. Since the Tzibur gathers for Mincha, if we force them to wait until Seisek HaChavim to daven Marev, people will go home, not daven Marev with a minyan, and in fact may forget to say Kriya Shema altogether. And the Mechaber, in Simen Reish Lamed Hei, Sif Aleph, says that the Zman Kriya Shema is from the time that there are three stars that one can see in the sky. The Rush brings an interesting shaila from Rabbi Haigain that is very nageah. What if there was only one minyan in a particular city, and it's an early marif? Is it better to daven early with the tzibur and recite Kriya Shema again later, or is it better to daven marif b'yechidus after Tzeisek HaChavim? Rav Haigain says it's better to daven tzila b'tzibur, even if it's early. And the Mechaber agrees with him. And in fact, today, many shuls are naig to do this, to daven mincha just before Shkia, and then daven marif right after Shkia. And of course, this man of marif is long before Tzeisek HaChavim. On Shabbos, most shuls are naig to daven marav even before Shkia, i.e., for example, to daven mincha, say at 7 p.m., followed by Kabbalah Shabbos and marav. Others are naig to try to daven mincha early enough on Erev Shabbos, so that they should daven mincha before Plag HaMincha. Plag HaMincha is 1 1/4 hours before the Shkia. So, for example, in New York, the Plag, say in the middle of August, is 6:30 p.m., so mincha would be just before this, then they would daven Kabbalah Shabbos and marav. This would be in order to avoid the problem of Tarti Desasri. If both Mincha and Marav were in the same basic time frame, for example, both of them were between the Plag and Shkia, it would be like saying that 1 1/4 hours, it's both day and it's night, since we're davening Mincha during 1 1/4 hours, and we're davening Marav within 1 1/4 hours. So which is it? Is it day or is it night? We'll learn more about this issue of Tarti Desasri later on in the Masechta. I can recall, while living in London, England, many shuls even daven Marav after the Plag, not only on Shabbos, but even during the week, with Shkia, for example, in the month of June, not coming until about 9:30 p.m., and Seisek HaChavim not coming until 10:45 p.m., it would be hard to get people to return to shul for Marav at 9:30 p.m. Hence, Mincha and Marav during the week would be, say, at about 7:30 p.m., with Mincha before the Plag, and Marav after the Plag. Here we must also understand, when the Mishnah says that the Zman of Kriya Shema begins at Seisek HaChavim, what exactly is the time of Seisek HaChavim? What does that mean? We have here a stira between two Gemaras. The Gemara Psachim, Daf Tzadik Dalad, says that from Shkia until Tzeisek HaChavim is a span of Dalad Milan. There's a machloek is how long exactly a meal is in Shas, but it ranges between 18 and 24 minutes. We generally hold 18 minutes, which means that the Zman of Dalad Milan would be 72 minutes after Shkia. That's equal to Tzeisek HaChavim. While the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Dalad, says that the Zman of Tzeisek HaChavim is 3/4 of a meal after Shkia. That would be about 14 minutes. How exactly Rami Yashiv this stira is a machlekes rishonim, and in fact, when exactly is the zman of Tzeisek HaChavim? There are many opinions for that. Rabbeinu Tam holds, like the Gemara in Psachim, that we say that the zman is 4 milin, which means it's 72 minutes after Shkia, and the Gra holds, like the Gemara in Shabbos, who would hold that Tzeisek HaChavim is 3/4 of a mil after Shkia, which is about 14 minutes. Halacha lemaisa, the zman of Tzeisek HaChavim, in other words, how many minutes we wait, for example, Motzoi Shabbos, from Shkia until we say it is Tzeisek HaChavim and Shabbos is over, really varies depending on where you are in the world, and often varies depending on whether it's winter or summer. In the United States, for example, for Motzei Shabbos, shuls hold at the end of Shabbos is anywhere generally from 42 minutes to 72 minutes. Some even hold longer. In Eretz Yisrael, generally this man is from 32 minutes to 45 minutes, and some even there hold it as much as 72 minutes. Overall, however, Eretz Yisrael would have a shorter Zman HaBein HaShemeshes than the United States, since it's closer to the equator. Because it's closer to the equator, the actual time it takes from Shkia, from the time the sun sets, until it actually gets dark, and one can see Shleisha Kechavim Beinanim, is Bepayel less time, because it's closer to the equator. In fact, when you're in Eretz Yisrael next, you'll notice that when the sun sets, it gets dark quicker than it does in the United States, because of this reason. In England, you have the opposite effect as you have in Eretz Yisrael, because England is further north and farther from the equator than Eretz Yisrael and also, of course, the United States. There tends to be a significant difference between the amount of time between Shkia and it actually gets dark, depending on whether it's winter or summer. In winter, there's a quicker Bein HaShemeshes, and in summer, there's a longer Bein HaShemeshes. And it's for that reason that the minig in England is that there is a difference between how many minutes they wait in the winter to say that Shabbos is over versus how long they wait in the summer to say Shabbos is over, because of this reason. Because it's further from the equator, therefore the difference between winter and summer is very significant. Now in the United States, it's true that there is also a difference between winter and summer, but generally speaking, because it's not a significant difference, people generally have a minute to wait either 42 minutes, 60 minutes, or 72 minutes all year round. Now let's move to Daf Gimel. Rabbi Eliezer says that there were numerous watches in Shemayim, referring to the shifts of Malachim who do Avodah in Shemayim. He holds there were three watches of 4 hours each, for a total of 12 hours. And by each of them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu screams out like a lion because of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And on earth, there is a simon for each of these mishmaris. The first watch, the donkey makes noise. The second watch, the dogs bark. And the third, a child gets fed, and a wife and husband speak. Rabbi Yossi said, once I traveled and I entered a room of ruins in Yerushalayim. Eliyahu Hanavi came and waited by the door. And Eliyahu told him he should have davened on the road, not at the ruins. And if he was afraid of robbers on the road, then he should have davened a tefillah katsara, a shortened tefillah, and we'll learn more about this in the fourth parak. At that moment, Rabbi Yossi said he learned three things. Number one, don't enter a ruin. Number two, davening on the road is okay. And number three, on the road, shortened tefillah, so tefillah katsara is okay. And while in this chorva, he heard a bas call, which said, woe to my children, that because of their averus, I had to destroy the Beis HaMikdash and exile them with the Goyim. But when Klal Yisrael enters the shuls and batei midrashim every day and say, Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevarach, Hashem shakes his head and enjoys that praise. This, of course, refers to the Amen Yehei Shmei Rabba, which we say in Kaddish. And Tosfos here discusses why Kaddish is in Aramaic, not in Lashon HaKodesh. And there are a number of terutzim. First of all, Kaddish is in Aramaic. Since it's such a beautiful tefillah, we don't want the Malachim to be jealous of us. Because the Malachim only understand Hebrew, Lashon HaKodesh, they don't understand Aramaic. Also, Tosfos said that it used to be said after Shiurim, amongst the people who didn't understand Hebrew. Therefore, Amen Yehei Shmei Rabba was said in Aramaic. And finally, the Teretz of the Eliyahu Rabba, who says that the Romans made a decree that Kaddish was not allowed to be said at all. Hence, it was said in Aramaic to keep it a secret. The Gemara says for three reasons one should not enter a ruin. Number one, people will think that there is a Zayna there. Number two, because of Sakana, it may fall on him. And number three, there may be robbers or Shadim in there. Rabbi says the night is divided into four mishmaris. Rabbi Nassim says three mishmaris. Rabbi Yeshua says by Kriya Shema Shel Shachris, one must say it before the end of the third hour, since the Pasuk says, Uvekumecha, which is getting up. Kings get up at that hour. Therefore, it has to be said by the end of the third hour. The Mishnah Brewer and Simon Nunches, Sifkat Nehe, says that it's not that it has to be begun at the end of the third hour, at the latest, but it has to be completed by the end of the third hour. So when we say Sof Zman Kriya Shema is at a certain point in time, it means that beginning it is not enough. It has to be finished by Sof Zman Kriya Shema. It's important to point out that throughout this Masechta, in fact, throughout Shas, when we refer to hours, we mean Shos Zmanios, not Shos Kvuos. Shos Kvuos are the 60-minute hours as we use them. 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. is an hour. Shos Zmanios are hours which are calculated as 1/12 of daylight, which are obviously longer in summer, but shorter in winter. So let's say, for example, it's early August in New York, Netzachama is 6 a.m., and Shkia is 8 p.m. This means that there are 14 shows kavuos in the day, but there are only 12 shows manios, which means you take the 14 hours times 60 minutes is equal to 840 minutes. Divide that by 12, and you have 70 minutes per sha'a zmania. This means, for example, that when we say sosman kriyashma is at the end of 3 hours, it would be 210 minutes after Netzachama, 3 hours times 70 minutes for each of the shows manios, after 6 a.m., which is Netzachama, means Sofzman Kriya Shema would be 9:30 a.m. However, in the winter, you have the opposite. Let's say it's at the end of November, when Eitz Hacham in New York is 7 a.m., and Shkia is 4:30 p.m. The day is only 9.5 hours long, or 570 minutes. So 570 minutes divided by 12 is equal to only 48 minutes per hour. So Sofzman Kriya Shema would be 3 hours times 48 minutes after 7 a.m., which is the Zman of Eitz Hacham. So in that case, Sofzman Kriya Shema would be at 9:24 a.m. This is how the Gra calculates Shos Zmanios. From Neitz HaChama until Shkia, you divide that by 12, and each of those become the Shos Zmanios. The Mogen Avram, however, holds that we calculate Shos Zmanios not from Neitz HaChama, but from Alayis HaShachar until Tzeisek HaChavim. Alayis HaShachar is generally held to be 72 minutes before Neitz HaChama. Some chiefs hold 90 minutes before Neitz HaChama. This, by the way, is very nogea vis-a-vis Atinus. Until when can one eat, for example, on the morning of Tzom Gedalia, if one gets up early? So generally, in that case, we hold 72 minutes before Neitz HaChama. Be as it may, according to this Shita of the Magen Avraham, this would explain why the Sof Zman Kriya Shema of the Magen Avraham is always earlier than that of the Gra. Since the Magen Avraham begins his day 72 minutes before Neitz HaChama. So you're there calculating 3 hours from that point, instead of 3 hours from the Neitz HaChama, which is how the Gra calculates it. That explains why the Gra's Kriya Shema is always later than the Magen Avraham's Zman Kriya Shema. The Gemara then brings Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, who says that in front of a mace, one is only allowed to discuss items relevant to that mace. David HaMelech never had a night where he slept beyond Chatzais HaLaila. He always woke up before Chatzais. Before Chatzais, he would learn Torah, and after Chatzais, he sang Shirais V'Sishpachais Ta'akarish Baruch Hu. And how did David HaMelech know when Chatzais was? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know, as the Pasuk says in Shema Yisrael regarding Makas Becheres, Ke Chatzais HaLaila, approximately Chatzais. Gemara answered, David had a siman. A harp was hung over his head, and when Chatzais arrived, a wind came and blew on it, so it played music by itself. David HaMelech would learn Torah until Al Amud HaShachar, and then the Chachmei Yisrael would enter and speak about the need to feed Klal Yisrael. One of his suggestions was to take spoils through war. The advice on the battles would come from Achitofel, the advisor, and the Sanhedrin, and the Urim V'Tumim would tell them if they would be Matzliach or not. If they had the Urim V'Tumim, why did they need to ask Achitofel? Rashi explains that although the Urim V'Tumim told them whether they would win or whether they would lose, the strategy of war needed to be discussed with somebody, and Achitofel was the person that helped David HaMelech decide on war strategy. And then the Sanhedrin was there so that the people, the members of the Sanhedrin, would be mispal on behalf of Klal Yisrael. In addition, the Sanhedrin was involved in the war in order to pasken halachic shilas that had to do with the war. Finally, the Marshal learns from this Gemara that before a person goes on a trip, he should go to the Rabbanim of the city in order to receive their brachas and their tefillas. Daf Dalet. The Urim V'Tumim were not only called Urim V'Tumim, they were also called Kresi Uplesi. This is learned from a pasuk in Shmuel. They were called Kresi because Karsim Divrehem, their opinion was exact. And they were called Plesi because Muflaim Divrehem, the words that it said were wondrous. The Gemara says we know David HaMelech was awoken by a harp from the pasuk in Tehillim, Kapitel Nun Zayin. Ura Chivodi, Ura Hanevel, V'chinar, Aira Shachar. Wake up my soul, wake up harp, I will wake up in the morning, i.e. before the morning begins. The truth is that Moshe Rabbeinu did know when Chatzais was, but he said Kachatzais Halayla, since he was afraid that the stargazers in Mitzrayim by Paro would make a mistake, think Chatzais already came, and call Moshe Rabbeinu a liar. David HaMelech was concerned that maybe he wasn't a chassid, and he wouldn't necessarily get a chelek in Olam Haba, because someday he might do an avera. This is likened to Klal Yisrael, who could have come into Eretz Yisrael with full power. Yet, because of Averas, they ended up under the subjugation of foreign kings. For example, Paras. The Chachamim limited Kriya Shema to until Chatzais as a siyag, a fence around their words, as a precautionary measure, so someone wouldn't come home, eat a little, fall asleep, and ever say Kriya Shema. Instead, he should go to learn Torah, say Kriya Shema, and then he should eat. The Gemara says there's a machlokes of Tfilas Arvis is a rishus or a chayva. And the Gemara paskins and concludes that Tfilas Arvis is a chayv. It's something that one must daven. The purpose of this siyag, the Chatzais siyag, was so that people would begin the night with Kriya Shema in shul together with the full Maariv. This is like Rabbi Yochanan, who says, Eizehu ben Olam Haba, who is a person who gets Olam Haba, Zeh HaSaymech Geula L'Tfila Ba'Arvis, one who mentions the Geula of Mitzrayim, and then immediately says Shmon Esrei in Maariv. In Shacharis, everybody agrees that one is mechuyev to be samech geula l'tvila. We know this every morning when we say the Birchas Kriyishma and we talk about Gulas Mitzrayim, then the Chazan ends with Gual Yisrael. The Chazan is not supposed to say the last word loud so people don't answer Amen, because if they answered Amen right before Shema Esrei, they'd be breaking the Smichas Gula L'Tfila. The question is, what about Marav? And this is a Machlokes. But Rabbi Yochanan holds that in Marav, one is supposed to be Samech Gula L'Tfila. And Rashi here brings a mashal. He says, a man who does not say, who is not Samech Gula L'Tfila, it's like a friend of a king who comes and knocks on the king's door. The king went to see who it was and found that his friend had gone away. So then he went away as well. So the same thing with a person and a Kaddish Baruch Hu. When a person comes close to a Kaddish Baruch Hu by talking about Geulas Mitzrayim, and he gets very close to Hashem, he shouldn't walk away from him, but he should immediately jump in and say Shirais v'Shishbachas, i.e. meaning the Shemana Esrei, and then he should ask for his Tzrachim as well. Rav Simcha Zissel asked on this, why is it necessary to be Seimach Geula L'Tfila to get closer to Hashem? When we respond to Hashem, that's what we do automatically. And he answers, of course, when we daven, we get closer to Hashem. But if we take our attention away from the tefillah and don't concentrate on the kavana of our bakashas, then we won't get close. It is essential, therefore, to avoid any diversion of attention, as Rashi's mashal indicates. He points to Adam Arishan, who became a chayte, because of a slight diversion of attention due to his conversation with the snake. So to maintain one's attachment without any interruption or diversion, that's the formula for inheriting Olam Haba. And although Rabbi Yochanan's shita is that one is supposed to be samech geula l'tefila by Marav, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi argues and says that tefila is between the two kriyashmas. Kriyashma shel Shacharis, then you have a tefila, then you have kriyashma shel Arvis. We say in Marav two brachas before kriyashma, Hamariv Aravim and Ohev Amo Yisrael, and two after, Gaal Yisrael and Shemar Amo Yisrael Lo'ad. Aye, if we need smichas geula l'tefila, how can we say hashkivenu? It breaks up the geula between Gaal Yisrael and Shemon Esrei. The Gemara answers that Hashkivenu is called an extension of Gaal Yisrael. The Mechaber in Simin Reish Lamed Vav, Sif Gimel, says that if someone comes late to Marav, just before Shemon Esrei, he can skip the first part of Marav, all the brachas, and daven Tzvila B'Tzibor first, and catch up with Kriyashma and the brachas later on, if he has no choice. In Shacharis, one can't do this, because in Shacharis we're very makbid to be Seimech Gula Tzvila. So first, the person has to say the Birchus Kriyashma, and only then can you daven Shemot Esrei. But in Marav, the Mechaber says, if there's no other choice, there's no other minyan, so a person is allowed to say Shemot Esrei first, and then say the brachas of Krishma and Gal Yisrael. Rebbe Loza said, whoever says Tefillah LeDavid, which is Ashrei as we know it, three times a day, is assured of Olam Haba, since the Tefillah of Ashrei contains the praise of Paiseach Es Yadecha U'Maspi Al-Chol Cheretzayim. Hashem provides everyone with food. In addition, it has a pasuk for every letter of the aleph base. What about the letter nun? Mar answers, the nun is left out of Ashrei, since it's merames regarding the destruction of Kal Yisrael. And the Pnei Yeshua adds that we do not say Ashrei at night, since people do not work at night to produce this food that's in the pasuk of Paseach HaSedach HaMasbi Allah HaRetzai. Finally, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, even though someone already said Kriyashma Shel Arvis in Shul, it's a mitzvah to repeat it again before going to bed. Masechta Brachas, Daf Hei. A person should always have his Yetzer Tov struggling against his Yetzer Hara, so he'll do mitzvahs. And if he feels like he's losing the battle, first he should learn Torah. If that doesn't work, he should think about the day of his death, so he'll do mitzvahs. Rabbi Yitzchak says one who recites Kriyashma before he goes to sleep has protection from all of the Shadim and the bad spirits. Rabbi Shimon ben Glakish said, whoever is Isaac in Torah keeps Yisurim, pain and punishment, away from him, as we see from the Pasuk in Shmais Tezvav, Ani Hashem Reifecha. If a person who is a basar of Adam gives away or sells valuables, he's very sad. Masha'en ken HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy, as when he gave Torah to Klal Yisrael, he was happy. As it says in Mishlei, Perak Dalet, Ki lekach tov nasati lachem, Tairasi, al tazevu. Rava said that if someone sees Yisurim coming upon him, he should be Yefashvesh b'masaf, i.e. he should do a cheshben ha-nefesh, search his deeds for Averis or Bitul Torah. If he can't find any issues, then he must assume that the Yisurim are coming out of Ahava, i.e. he's being punished in Olam Hazeh, so he'll get more Olam Haba. The Gemara says, just like more salt makes meat taste better, so too Yisurim help to cleanse out the Averis of man. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said, there were three fine gifts Hashem gave to Klal Yisrael, but a person only gets them with suffering: Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and Olam Haba. They said to Rabbi Yochanan, any person who learns Torah and does chesed, but he loses all of his children, Hashem is meichel him for all of his averus. In fact, when Rabbi Yochanan used to be Menachem Ovel by someone who lost a child, he would show them the bone of his 10th child, i.e. he lost all of his 10 children. Abba Binyamin said, I made an effort to do two things my entire life. Number one, ensure that my tefillah would be before my bed, i.e. he would daven just after he woke up. With this, the Gemara also says that when someone davens, there shouldn't be anything between him and the wall. Taisus says, however, that something which has a set place, i.e. for example an aron, that's okay if it's between him and the wall. Also Abba Binyamin said, he was also careful that his bed should be positioned north to south or south to north, not east to west or west to east, so that during Tashmish, a person wouldn't be facing eastwardly toward the Shechina. And if a person puts the bed between north and south, he'll be zeicha to banim zecharim, and his wife won't have miscarriages. Finally, if two people go out to a field to daven, and one finishes quicker, and doesn't wait for his friend to finish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rips up his tefillah. The Marsha explains that this is mida keneged mida. He left his friend alone, which is a sakana, so his own tefillah gets erased. But if one does wait, he gets a bracha. Dafav. It's a good thing that we cannot see shadim, since if we did see them, we'd see so many of them we couldn't deal with it. Abba Binyamin said that the tefillah of a person is only fully heard when he's in shul. As the pasuk in Melachim Aleph, Perek Ches says, Lishmaya el harina v'el hatefillah. B'makam rina sham tehei tefillah. In a place of happiness, i.e. where they sing in shul, that's where tefillah should be. And we know Hashem is found in shul from the pasuk in Tehillim, Kapitel Pei Beis, Elokim nitzav badas kel. Hashem stands in his meeting house, i.e. in shul. And when there is a minyan of 10 men in shul, then we know Hashem is definitely there. We learn this from Ba'adas Kel, as we mentioned, Elokim Nitzav, Ba'adas Kel. An Eda, which is the Adas, an Eda is equal to 10. This is learned from the Meraglim, as it says, Ad Masai Le'eda Hara Hazais. The Eda is referring to the 10 Rishayim. The 12 Meraglim minus the 2 Tzadikim, Yoshua and Kalev, is equal to the 10. Therefore, we know Eda is equal to 10. The Gemara says, if two people learn Torah together, Bechavrusa, the Shechina exists with them. And in fact, when they learn Torah, whatever they say is written in a Sefer HaZichronos. But in fact, even one person who learns Torah has the Shechina with him, but there is no Sefer HaZichronos. Rav Ashi said that if a person has in mind to do a mitzvah, and something prevents him from doing the mitzvah, he still gets the schar, i.e. machshava kemaisa. The Gemara says we learn from Sukkim that Hashem puts on tefillin, and the tefillin that Klal Yisrael puts on gives them strength. Since when the Goyim see the Shem Hashem on the tefillin shel Reish, they begin to fear us. Any person who goes to shul every day and then misses a day, Hashem inquires about him to ensure that he's okay. Rabbi Yochanan said, when Hashem comes to shul and he doesn't find a minyan, he gets upset for coming all the way to the shul and not finding 10 people. Rabbi Chelbai said, a person who designates a special makam kavua for tefila, Hashem gives special help to him. The Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim, Simen Tzadik Ches, Sif Zayin, says the reason this is true is because davening is equal to karbanas. Since each karban has a special place in the Azara where it was slaughtered, and a special designated place on the Mizbeach where its blood was sprinkled, so too one must be mispal in a makam kavua. When one leaves a shul, he should take small steps, so people won't think that he's happy to be leaving. But to get to the shul, to be able to go to shul, or to be able to go to do a mitzvah, a person should take large, quick steps, and this is mutter to do even on Shabbos. The Gemara says when a person goes to the house of an Ovel, the main schar is for keeping quiet, i.e. not to speak until the Ovel speaks first. When a person has to come on to his friend to do him a favor, it's like going through fire and water, since he'll always feel like he owes him something later on. Reb Chelbai said, a person should be careful when davening mincha, since this was the tefillah that Eliyahu was answered with. Reb Yochanan says this applies to Marav as well. Reb Nachman Bar Yitzchak says this applies to Shachris as well. Reb Chelbai said, Kol hanehena misudas chasen, ve'ena mesamchai, oiver al chamisha kailas. Any person who is nana from the suda of a chasen, and he is not misameach the chasen, he's oiver on 5 kailas, kol sasan, kol simcha, kol chasen, kol kala, and kol oimrim. And if he does make a chasen happy, he's zeicha to taira, which also was given when there were 5 kailas, the time of Har Sinai. Others say, it's as if you brought a carbon taida, if you're misameach chasen, and others say it's like rebuilding the Churvas Yerushalayim. Finally, if someone gives shalom to his friend, and the friend does not respond, it's like gezela. Daf Zayin. Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha said, "Once I entered the Kodesh Kodashim on Yom Kippur to offer the Kseres, and I saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu sitting on a throne, and I asked for Rachamim for Klal Yisrael, and I gave Hashem a bracha as well, and he nodded. From here we learn the famous rule, Lo Tehei Birchas Hedyot Kal Beinecha. Just because someone is a Hedyot and he gives you a bracha, you shouldn't take that lightly, but it could be a very valuable bracha. The same way with the bracha of this Hedyot, who went in front of Hashem, Hashem accepted it happily, so too if someone gives someone else a bracha, even if they're a Hedyot, it should be accepted happily." Rabbi Yochanan said that when someone is angry, don't try to appease him. Wait until the anger fades away. In fact, even HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry every day. But when Bilam tried to curse Bnei Yisrael, Hashem did not get angry that day. Rabbi Yochanan said a self-inflicted rebuke is stronger than many lashes given by other people. Moshe Rabbeinu asked for three things from Hashem. Number one, that the Shekhinah should rest on Klal Yisrael. Number two, that the Shekhinah should not rest on the Goyim. And number three, to understand the ways of Hashem. Specifically, there are situations of Tzadik v'ra'loi, and there are situations of Rasha v'tayvloi. Even though normally it's Tzadik v'tayvloi and Rasha v'ra'loi, sometimes a Tzadik has bad things happen to him, and sometimes a Rasha has good things happen to him. In a book called Insights, a Talmudic Treasury, Rabbi Shaul Weiss brings the story about a young American student who asked Rabbi Eliezer Ben Tzion Brook, who was the dean of Nevardik in Yerushalayim, to comment on this phrase, Tzadik v'ra'loi. And Rabbi Brook said, "It does not say my lot is evil, it says his lot is evil, i.e. ra loy. The speaker is an onlooker. The righteous person, the tzaddik, is not an onlooker. A righteous man does not say, my lot is evil. To him, his lot is beneficial to him, even if it's evil. So tzaddik sees that even when something bad happens to him, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his cheshbonus, and that is probably good for him anyway. He also brings the Alshech HaKadosh, who points out that in the desert, HaKadosh Baruch Hu denied Klal Yisrael water, even though they were tzaddikim. And he made them tired. So when they arrived at the source of water, they were also bitter at Marim, that these waters were unfit to drink. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's objective was to teach Klal Yisrael the lesson that in his universe, the tzaddik is sometimes made to suffer for a while, only to have life sweetened later on, as what happened with the waters at Mara. The Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu saw the back of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Specifically, he saw the kesher of the tefillin shel reish on the back of Hashem's head. Rus, who sang Shirais v'sishbachais, was zeicha to have David as offspring, and her name helped to cause this. Her name Rus helped to cause this. Rav Shimon ben Yochai said, "An evil culture, i.e. a child who leaves the derech, is worse than the milchemes Gog u'Magog. It's mutter to fight against Rishayim in this world. However, if you see that he always has hatzlacha, the Rush always has hatzlacha, be very careful to start up with him." Finally, Rabbi Yochanan said, "The service of Torah is greater than even learning Torah itself. G'dayla shimusha Yaiser milimuda." Dafches. From the pasuk in Tilim, Kapitel Samach Tes, of Va'ani Svilasi Locha Hashem, Eis Ratzon, we learn that there is an Eis Ratzon, a special Mesugal Dika time, when the Tzibor davens Tefillah. So if someone can't daven in Shul with the minion, he should daven at home at the same time that the Tzibor is davening in Shul. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that anyone who is Isaac in Torah, Chesed, and Tefillah B'Tzibor, I consider it as if he redeemed me and my children from the Goyim. And anyone who has a shul in town and doesn't go there is called a shachein ra, a bad neighbor, and he causes golos for him and his children. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi told his children, "Arrive early in shul and stay late, and you'll have a long life." The Tshuvas Beis Yaakov, Simen Kuf Chav Zayin, which is brought in the Machzis HaShekel or Achayim, Simen Vav, Sifkat and Vav, brought in the name of the Arizal, says that the Tehillim that one says and Torah that one learns in shul immediately after davening, even if it's done alone, contains the heightened kedusha and potency of tefillah b'tzibur. From the pasuk in Mishlei, Perek Yud Ches, Matza Icha Isha, Matza Taiv, the Bnei Marava in Eretz Yisrael used to ask the newlyweds, the men, "Matza Isha, did you find a good wife? Or Maitze Isha, did you find a bad wife who is bitter?" Kutras Aladaf brings the Chida, Pesach Einayim, who asks why this minhag was practiced specifically only in Eretz Yisrael. And he brings the perush of the Eis Lasois, which was written by Reb Hillel Lichtenstein, who also wrote, by the way, the Sefer Afkas Reichel, who offers a clever answer based on the following medrash. The Gemara in Taitadaf, Beis Amar Aleph, notes a contradiction. Reish Lakish says that Hashem pairs a man with a wife, Lefimasov, according to his deeds. A righteous man is paired with a good wife, and vice versa. In contrast, Reb Yehuda says, in the name of Rav, that one's mate is predestined from the time he's in his mother's womb, when his future deeds are not yet determined, indicating that the caliber of one's wife is not dependent on his deeds. The Medrash explains that there is a distinction between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz. In Eretz Yisrael, one's wife is predestined at the time of conception, as Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Rav, whereas in Chutz Laretz, the quality of one's wife is dependent on his deeds, as Reish Lakish says. Beis Lassos thus explains that in Chutz Laretz, the question of Maitzeh, or Matzah, was not posed, because it was understood that one's wife matched his level of tzidkus. The Gemara says there are 903 ways of Misa, which were created. The worst is Askara, which is where thorns that get pulled, and the best is Neshika, which is dying quickly. Ula said that Hashem loves the gates of people who learn Halacha in the Beis Medrash more than those people in Shul who learn Chumash. And therefore, many Amorim used to daven and learn in the same place. Rabbi Chiya Barami said a person who earns Parnasa with his own hands is better than a Yirei Shamayim. Since he has to work hard, he doesn't lose Alam Haba. He also said a person should live near his Rebbe. As we saw by Shlomo HaMelech, as long as his Rebbe, Shimi ben Gera, was alive, he was more of a tzaddik. Reb Sheshes used to learn Torah on his own during Kriyas HaTorah. For him, this was okay, because he had Torah in his domain fully, while for a normal person, this isn't really possible to do. Reb Huna bar Yehuda said a person should learn Parshas HaShavua every week, Shnayim Mikra, the Echad Targum, twice the actual Psukim, and once the Targum. Targum, by the way, refers to Unkelus, the translation on the side of the Chumash. And anyone who does the Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum, it's a schula for Arichas Yomim. Chiya Barav Midifti learned the Pasuk regarding Yom Kippur in Vayikra Chav Gimel, which says, V'inisem es nafshei seichem betisha lachodesh ba'erev. You should afflict yourself on the 9th of Tishrei. I is the tinus on the 9th of Tishrei? No, it's on the 10th of Tishrei. So what does the Pasuk mean? The lesson here is that if one eats on Erev Yom Kippur, on the 9th day of Tishrei, and he fasts, of course, on Yom Kippur, it's as if he fasted on both the 9th and the 10th. Therefore, it's better to learn Torah a little less on that day, the 9th, so you'll have more time to be able to eat on the 9th of Tishrei in preparation for Yom Kippur. The Gemara says they made a number of takanas. Number one, don't sit on the bed of an aramis. And number two, it is also to walk into the back entrance of a shul, if it's the only shul in town, since people will think that the person really wants to leave. Finally, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel said, the halacha is like Rabban Gamliel in the Mishnah, that the end of Zman Kriyash Mashal Arvis is at Alais HaShachar, at daybreak. Most Paiskim, as we mentioned, hold this is 72 minutes before Netzachama. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said that he can say it even past that time, up until Netzachama, since some people sleep that late, and the Pasuk says, Ubishachbucha, and since people sleep as late as Netzachama, it's okay to say Kriyashma even up until Netzachama. Daftes. And we Paskin, even like Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, if it's a Shasatchak. In that kind of a case of an Einus, Kriyashma can be said up until Netzachama, but Lachatchil, it's better that we don't do that. Kriyashma Shal Arvis, Hallel on the night of Pesach, and Achilas Karban Pesach are mitzvahs that must be completed before Amud HaShachar. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says that the Karban Pesach must be eaten even earlier. It has to be completed before Chatzais. Everyone holds that Bnei Yisrael were given Rishus to leave Mitzrayim at night, but they didn't actually leave until day, the next morning, Biad Ramah, when they had a strong hand. Finally, from the double lashon of the Pasuk and Shmais, Eheyeh, Asher Eheyeh, we learn that Hashem was with us for the Shibud Mitzrayim, and he'll be with us for the Shibud Malchus as well. The Mishnah. And the Mishnah asks, when is the time that one can begin saying Kriya Shema Shel Shachris? And the Mishnah answers, when there is enough light outside to tell the difference between the colors of blue and the colors of white. Rebbe Eliezer says, to be able to tell the difference between blue and green. And the end of Zman Kriya Shema is Netzachama. Rebbe Yeshua says, the end of Zman Kriya Shema in the morning is till the end of the third hour of the day. And that is because since the Pasuk says, Uvishachbacha, and since Melachim, kings, get up at the end of the third hour, the Zman Kriya Shema ends at that point. And as we mentioned before, when we refer to hours, we mean shows manios, 3 hours, i.e. one quarter of the time between Netzachama and Shkia. That is the 3 hours we're talking about. Finally, the Mishnah says if someone says it after the 3 hours, he won't lose out. Gemara. The Acherim say that the beginning of Zman Kriyishma is when you can recognize a friend from a distance of 4 amas away. The Hasidim used to daven kivasikin, meaning that they would be noyeg, to be Semech Geulah L'Tfilah at the Netzachama. Whether you say Hashem Svasai Tiftach before all the Shemon Esreis, this is a Machlokes. Finally, the prayer, the Tfilah of Yihyu L'Ratzayim, the Chacham instituted to be said after Shemon Esrei, Since David HaMelech said it after the 18 brachas, which are in Tehillim, it's really after 19 brachas, because Yihyu L'Ratzin, he says at the end of Perek Yud Tes of Tehillim, not at the end of Perek Yud Ches. Where it answers, the first two kapitlach of Tehillim are like one kapitel, therefore it's really saying it after the 18th kapitel, not after the 19th. Daf Yud. Atztuki, a non-believer, asked Bruria was the wife of Remeir, about a pasuk, and she gave a very sharp answer, because she was a very sharp person. Rabbi Yochanan said, if two psukim are next to each other, we can darshan the meaning of the connection. This is referred to as being derish bismuchim, which we find many places in Shas. The Gemara says, Mar Ukfa was often by Reb Shimon, and he would arrange Agadata by Reb Yeshua ben Levi. And he asked, what is Barchi Nafshi Es Hashem, the Chol Karevai? What does that mean? And they answered it, that only Hashem can inject one person into the next, i.e. a baby, and give it an neshama as well. A basar v'adam can't do any of this. In fact, what a basar v'adam creates usually outlasts the Creator. From Barchi Nafshi, they gave five facts regarding Hashem and a neshama, which are similar. Number one, Hashem fills the entire world. A neshama fills an entire guf. Number two, both can see but cannot be seen. Number three, Hashem gives sustenance to Kol Ha'olam. The neshama gives sustenance to the entire guf. Number four, both are Tahira. And number five, both are Bechadre Chadarim. Chizkiyahu HaMelech told Yeshaya, even if a sharp knife is on the neck of a person, he should still dive into Hashem for rachamim. It's never too late. And the Gemara says that Chizkiyahu did six things, three which the Chachamim agreed with. Number one, he hid the Sefer HaRefuais, so people would have to be mispal for a refuah on their own, and they couldn't just use the Sefer. Number two, he cut up the copper snake of Moshe Rabbeinu, since people started to use it as an Avodah Zarah. And number three, when his father died, he didn't honor him, since his father was a Rasha. And there were three things which he did which the Chachamim did not agree with. Number one, he stopped up the waters of the Gichon well outside of Yerushalayim. Number two, he cut the doors of the Heichal. And number three, he made an extra month of Nisan versus an extra month of Adar. Rabbi Yochanan said anyone who is misbaled due to his own zechusim will only get good mazel via the zechusim of others. If he's misbaled due to others, Hashem will give zechusim based on his own merit, i.e. Moshe Rabbeinu asked for rachamim, as we see, due to the zechusim of Avraham Avinu. If a rav wants to receive gifts from people, he can, as we see from Elisha Hanavi, who took gifts from the Isha Hashunamis. From the fact that the Isha Hashunamis recognized the godless of Elisha, we learn that a woman can understand the nature of an erech quicker than a man can understand the nature of an erech. Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina says, whoever hosts a Talmud Chacham in his house, it's like he brings a karban tumid. He also said that a person shouldn't stand in a high place to daven, but rather in a low place, as we see in Tehillim, Kapitel Kuf, Shir HaMalois Mimamakim, to the low depths, in the low depths. Also, when he is misbal, his two feet should be together. And also, a person should not drink or eat before davening. The Gemara says the halacha in our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yeshua, that the Seif Zman Kriyashma Shal Shachris is at the end of 3 hours. The next Mishnah. Beis Shammai said that when one says Kriyashma Shal Arvis, he should recline, since the Pasuk says B'shachbucha, when you lie down. And when he says Kriyashma Shal Shachris, he should say it standing up, because the Pasuk says Uvekumecha. Beis Hillel says you could do it either sitting or standing, because it says Uvelechtecha Baderech. And Uveshachbucha Uvekumecha, which Beis Shammai darshan for sitting and standing, teaches us the Zman Kriyashma. As we mentioned before, Shachbucha Uvekumecha teaches us that 3 hours is the Seif Zman Kriyashma Shal Shachris. Daf Yud Alef, the Gemara. Someone who is going to marry a Besula is Potter mi Kriyashma. And also, if he's Isaac B'mitzvah, he's Potter in Kriyashma as well. But if he's marrying an Almana, then he's Chayav in Kriyashma. And this is all because he's Tarid, he's busy doing a mitzvah. The Gemara says an Ovel is Chayav in all mitzvahs except for Tefillin, because Tefillin is called Pe'er, as we see in Yecheskel. And an Ovel does not involve himself with Pe'er. The Gemara also says that Shema can be said in any position. Finally, if a person has most of his body in a sukkah, and the table was inside the house, Beis Shammai says Pasul, Beis Hillel says this is okay. The Mishnah. Both Kriyashma Shal Shachris and Kriyashma Shal Arvis, we make brachas, beis lefaneha and beis lachreha. And the brachas should be said as prescribed. The Gemara. By Shachris, the brachas are Yotzer Or and the bracha of Ava Rabba. The Rabbanan say, instead of saying Ava Rabba, we should say Avas Oilam at the beginning of that tefillah and that bracha. If someone gets up early to learn Torah, he must say Birchas HaTorah first. But once he's already said Abba Rabba in davening, then he doesn't need to say Birchas HaTorah anymore. What are the Birchas HaTorah? Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel says, Lasaik B'divrei Torah. Rabbi Yechanan finished the bracha with Harevna. And Rabbi Nunas said, Asher Barchabana Mikol Hamim V'Nasalanu Esther Asai. And the halacha is that we should say all of these brachas, which is in fact what we do. Daf Yud Beis. Originally, they used to have the Aseres HaDibrois in davening before Kriyishma, but they took it out from davening because the Minim used to tell people that the only true part of the Torah was the Aseres HaDibrois. The Gemara says if a person says a bracha of Shahakol on anything, b'diavad he's yaitse. For example, if he says Shahakol on a fruit, the Chatchila one shouldn't do that, of course, but b'diavad if somebody does, he's yaitse. And the main part of the bracha, of any bracha, is the Chasima. And if one is besafik, if he made a bracha at all, he doesn't have to repeat the bracha. Taisa says this is because we hold safik brachas lahakel. This is also the shita of the Rif and the Rambam, and the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Samach Zayin Siftas adopts the opinion of the Rif and the Rambam and says that in cases of doubt we say safik brachas lahakel. A person does not have to repeat the bracha. The Mishnah Brewer there in Sifkat and Memchas says and presents a good idea, and he says that what you should do is if you're besafik whether you made a bracha, is if other people are around and they haven't said their bracha, one who is besafik should listen to their bracha and answer amen before eating his food. Rav said by Shimon Esrei, at the beginning and at the end, when one says baruch, he bends his knees, and when he says Hashem, he should be straight. This is because we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is zaykef kefufim, he straightens out people who are not straight. Rava says, all year when saying Shimon Esrei, one says at the end of the bracha HaKel HaKadosh, and Melech Ayhev Tztaka U'Mishpat. But in the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, he says HaMelech HaKadosh instead of HaKel HaKadosh. Rabbi Eliezer says, even if he says HaKel HaKadosh, he's Yaitse anyway. We paskin like Rava that one says HaMelech HaKadosh as well as HaMelech HaMishpat. And if one forgot on HaMelech HaKadosh, he has to re-say Shemon Esrei, unless he remembers Teich Hidei Dibor that he said HaKel HaKadosh, then he can quickly say HaMelech HaKadosh. Rav said, anyone who could ask Rachamim from his friend and doesn't is called a Chayte. And for a Talmud Chacham, a person must really push hard in his bakashas. Also, if one does an avera and feels embarrassed, he's forgiven for all of his averas. The next Mishnah. We mention Yetzias Mitzrayim in the Parsha of Kriyishma at night, which is part of the third part of Kriyishma, the part about tzitzis. Even though the mitzvah of tzitzis is not at night, we still say this Parsha of tzitzis since it mentions Yetzias Mitzrayim. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, Hare ani kiven shivim shana, I am like 70 years old. This is referring to when they replaced Rabban Gamliel as the Nasi, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And even though he was very young, his beard got white, so he looked like he was 70 years old. Of course, we know that this is the Mishnah, and this is the Mishnah that we say on the night of the Pesach Seder. Hare ani kiven shivim shana, v'lo zachisi shete omer yitzias Mitzrayim balelos. I'm like 70 years old, and I didn't merit to find a makor to say yitzias Mitzrayim at night, until ben Zayma darshan the pasuk on the day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became the Nasi. What did he darshan? You should remember Yitzias Mitzrayim all the days of your life. Why does it have to say all the days of your life? The Mishnah answer is Yemei Chayecha is telling you days. Kol Yemei Chayecha means at night as well. The Chacham say Yemei Chayecha means Olam Hazeh. Kol Yemei Chayecha means Olam Haba. Therefore, according to the Chacham, there's no raya that you should say and you should remember Yitzias Mitzrayim at night. Daf Yud Gimel, the Gemara. Avram is referring to Avraham, Avram Avinu. Since he became the father of the entire world, his name was changed from Avram to Avraham. He's the Av Hamain Gaim. Sarah's name was also changed. First it was Sarai, my princess, which is Yachid. But at the end, she became Sarah, a plain princess, i.e. a princess to the entire world. Finally, Bar Kapara said, anyone who calls Avraham Avram is over on an assay. Rabbi Eliezer says he's over on a lav. But for Sarah, there is no lav, since the tzivle was to Avram not to call her Sarai. It wasn't a commandment to all of Klal Yisrael. This marks the end of the first parak. As we mentioned in our Hakdama to Masechta Brachas, in terms of number of pages, Masechta Baba Basra is the longest Masechta in Shas, with 176 blat. However, it is said that the longest Masechta in Shas, in terms of number of words, is Masechta Brachas. Hence, given our detailed Hakdama, and many, many inyanim, chashuv inyanim to cover, we must end our tape here on Daf Yud Gimel, but Amir Tashem on the next tape, we'll begin the second parak.